Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are on the phone, for those that will be listening on the radio or later on the recording. Sabbath blessing to each and every one of you and those dear family that are joining us in the room on this Sabbath, July 30th, 2016. Can everyone see the presentation in the room, dear ones? Praise the Lord. This is lesson 189. Chapter 40, entitled A Night on the Lake. This is part 4. Our opening song is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 18, with margin. Come now, and let us reason together. That's what God said. Come now. Let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Come now, let us reason together. That's what God said. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, would like to have open in prayer, bubble up.
If we come near and bow our heads in our hearts, our Father, I thank you for this be able to have this blessed day. I thank you for this be able to wake us up this morning. I thank you for this be able to have another blessed Sabbath. Forgive us all for our sins and iniquities and our crossed spirits. Forgive us if we've done anything wrong in your sight without even knowing. Let us be able to be strong and brave and courageous in everything that we do. Give us the strength and wisdom also that we may be able to accomplish the things that you want us to do. Let us be able to keep on spreading into the world the gospel, about the gospel, and that they must repent, and so they will not be destroyed. Let us be able to always know what is right and wrong. Let us be able to be compassionate, show mercy and love for any person who needs it. I also pray that you may give us safe child mercies if we have other place to be, and let us be able to always remain on the right path and avoid the temptations that the devil might use against us. And let us have our eyes open that we may see the wondrous things out there. This is my prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 6, verse 51, from the King James Version, and it reads, "And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were so amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered." This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will end with part 4 of our lesson entitled The Night on the Lake in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
Isaiah 43:1. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Isaiah 43:2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Isaiah 43:3. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Amen.
Timothy 1:12. what was its cause, I also suffered these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which has committed unto me against that day. John 6:21. Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. Matthew 14:32. And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Matthew 14:33. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, of a truth thou art the Son of God. Mark 6:53. And when they had passed over, they came into the land at Gennesaret, and drew to the shore. Have a blessing, everyone. Amen.
Amen. Shabbat blessing to you, dear sister. Today, we will cover pages 381 through 382. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are in Desire of Ages, page 381.
Bubble up. Desire of Ages, page 381. Walking side by side, Peter's hand in that of his master, they stepped into the boat together. But Peter was now subdued and silent. He had no reason to boast over his fellows, for through unbelief and self-exaltation, he had nearly lost his life. When he turned his eyes from Jesus, his footing was lost, and he sank amid the waves. Zach, ages 3:1, paragraph 6.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. After Peter and his master stepped into the boat together, what was his reaction? And what had caused Peter to very nearly lose his life? If you know the answer to those two questions, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is Peter was now subdued and silent. He had no reason to boast over his fellows. And through unbelief and self-exaltation, he had very nearly lost his life. When he turned his eyes from Jesus, his footing was lost, and he sank amid the waves.
Desire of Ages, page 382. When trouble comes upon us, how often we are like Peter. We look upon the waves instead of keeping our eyes fixed upon the Savior. Our footsteps slide and the proud waters go over our souls. Jesus did not bid Peter come to him that he should perish. He does not call us to follow him and then forsake us. Fear not, he says. For I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Next slide, please. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Isaiah 43:1-3. Desire of Ages, page 382, paragraph 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What will keep us from falling when trouble comes upon us like Peter? And why did Jesus bid Peter come to him? If you know the answer to the questions, dear one, of love.
Our eyes.
Our eyes.
Must be.
Has be.
Fixed. Upon the Savior. Upon the Savior.
Upon the Savior.
And now.
Enough.
Look upon.
Look upon.
The waves.
To the waves.
Or.
Or.
Our footsteps.
Our footsteps
would slide.
A wind slide.
The proud waters. Will go.
Where will go everyone?
Over.
And our footsteps.
of our souls.
And he did not bid Peter come to him, that he should perish. He does not call us to follow him, to forsake us. He did us all. Fear not, saying, I have redeemed thee, and have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Let's learn our first scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Isaiah. And it's located in Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 2, and with a margin. O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thy passeth through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thy walk is through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us at this very moment. We are in Desire of Ages.
Desire of Ages, page 382. Jesus spread the character of his disciples. He knew how sorely their faith was to be tried. In this incident on the sea, he desired to reveal to Peter his own weakness, to show that his safety was in constant dependence upon divine power. Amid the storm of temptation, he could walk safely only as in utter self-destruct he should rely upon the Savior. Next slide.
In continuing, Sabbath blessings, everyone. It was on the point where he thought himself strong that Peter was weak, and not until he discerned his weakness could he realize his need of dependence upon Christ. Had he learned the lesson that Jesus sought to teach him in that experience on the sea, he would not have failed when the great test came upon him. And that was from the Desire of Ages, page 382, paragraph 2, and on the slide it says, set your eyes on Jesus, not on the storm.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, how surely did Jesus know the faith of the disciples were to be tried? And where did Peter's ability to walk safely on the water come from? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is Jesus read the character of his disciples. He desired to reveal to Peter his own weakness, to show that his safety was in constant dependence upon divine power. And amid the storms of temptation, he could walk safely only as in utter self-distrust. He should rely upon the Savior.
Amen. Let's learn another beautiful song together, dear ones, that teaches us how to stand in him like the sea through life's storms. The title of the song is Like the Sea. Like the sea that never will be moving, I like the stars that time will never alter. All my trust will be, O Lord, in thee, in thy love. My faith will never falter. Like the mountain standing firm and true am I. Like the trees, the wind will not be bending. I will still be found on faithful ground. In thy word, my hope is never ending. Here, Lord, am I, here's thy servant. Whisper thy will is my command. All my trust will be, O Lord, in thee. In thy love, my faith will never falter. Like the sea that never will be moved, am I. Like the stars that time will never alter. All my trust will be, O Lord, in thee. In thy love, my faith will never falter. In thy love, my faith will never falter.
This I read this page 2382. Day by day, God instructs His children by the circumstances of their daily life. He's preparing them to act their part upon the winter, the winter stage to which His providence has pointed them. It is the issue of the daily test that determine their victory or defeat in life's greatest crisis. The Savage Ages, page 382, paragraph 3. And the next slide, next to the teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Amen. Psalms 86, paragraph 11. Verse 11. Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, how often does God instruct His children? And what determines their victory or defeat in life's great crisis? If you know the answer to the questions, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is day by day. By the circumstances of the daily life, He is preparing them to act their part upon the wider stage to which His providence has appointed them, and it is the issue of their daily test. On the bottom of the slide, it says, when you feel you're drowning in life situation, don't worry, your lifeguard walks on water. Amen. Desire Riches, page 382. Those who fail to realize their constant dependence upon God will be overcome by temptation. We may now suppose that our feet stand secure and that we shall never be moved. We may say with confidence, I know in whom I have believed. Nothing can shake my faith in God and in His will. Page 382, continuing. But Satan is trying to take advantage of our hereditary and cultivated traits of character, and to blind our eyes to our own necessities and defects. Only through realizing our own weakness and looking steadfastly unto Jesus can we walk securely.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Who will be overcome by temptation? And how does Satan take advantage to blind our eyes to our own necessities and defects, and what is our only hope? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
Those who fail to realize their constant dependence upon God and by our
hereditary
and
cultivated
trait of character only through realizing our own weakness and looking steadfastly unto Jesus. Can we walk
securely.
Amen. Good job, dear Sister Danelle. Let's learn a beautiful hymn together, dear ones, that teaches us in who we find strength day by day. We have the open mic. If any one of the dear family would like to share this hymn, you can bubble up.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I have no cause for worry or fear. His whole heart is kind beyond all measure, gives unto each day what he deems best. Loving is for a pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest.
Help me then.
Every day the Lord is himself is near me. There's a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fails to bear and cheer me. Who is named as counselor and kind. The protection of his child and treasure is a charge on the lips that he made. As the days thy strength shall be in measure, this the pledge he made to me he made. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith in sweet consolation, or for me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when trouble meeting, ever take as for a fuller sign. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are in Desire of Ages 382. Bubble up.
No sooner had Jesus taken his place in the boat than the wind ceased, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. The night of horror was succeeded by the light of dawn. The disciples and others who also were on board bowed at the feet of Jesus with thankful hearts, saying, "Of a truth thou art the Son of God." Desire of Ages 382, paragraph 5.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, after the wind ceased and the horror was succeeded by the light of dawn, how did the disciple respond? You know the answer to this question, dear ones. Bubble up.
The disciples and others who also were on board
bowed.
And at the feet of Jesus, within thankful heart, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God."
Amen. Well done, dear sister. We have come to the ending of this first section of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. And this is the section where we ask all the children to come close. This is story time. And our dear Brother Graves will be the one to narrate it.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time for July the 30th of 2016. And my wife just reminded me this morning that this is our anniversary. Oh, my. All right, transformed. That means being changed by the renewing of the mind. And be not conformed to this world. Don't be like the world. But be ye transformed or changed by the renewing of your mind. Stop thinking bad thoughts and start thinking good thoughts. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2. Will men and women consider how God regards the creatures or the people he has made? He formed man's mind. We do not think one noble or good thought that does not come from him. He knows all the mysterious workings of human minds. Did you know that we have mysterious minds? Well, mysterious means it's hard to explain. Or did he not make it? God sees that sin has debased and degraded man. That means our thoughts are bad. But he looks upon him with pity and compassion. Jesus feels sorry for us. He wants to forgive us of our sins, not kill us. Satan likes to make people think that God wants to kill us. But God wants to forgive us of our sins and make us like himself, loving. For he sees that Satan has us in his power. All true reformation or change begins with soul cleansing, putting away of our sins. It is by the washing of regeneration or baptism that, and the renewing of the mind through the power of the Holy Spirit, that a change can be wrought or made in the life. We can't do it by ourselves. By beholding or looking at Christ, we become changed. If the mind dwells upon temporal things continually, these things will be all-absorbing. If we only think about worldly things, we won't have time or desire to think about heavenly things. Worldly things become all-absorbing, affecting the character so that God's glory is lost sight of and forgotten. The opportunities that are within reach for them to become conversant, to be like, we like to talk about them, will, with heavenly things, are overlooked. Spiritual life dies. Make God your entire dependence. In other words, depend only on God. When you do otherwise, or don't depend on God, then it is time for a halt to be called. Stop right where you are and change the order of things. If your thoughts are only on TV shows, game shows, movies, or foolishness, it's time to start reading your Bible. Or if you can't read, ask your mama to read it to you. In sincerity, that means in honesty, in soul hunger, cry after God. When you're hungry, you eat food. When you need to know God, you read his word, the Bible. Wrestle with the heavenly agencies until you have the victory. That means pray and ask God to make his word interesting. Put your whole being into the Lord's hand, soul, body, and spirit. Ask God to make his word interesting to you. When I was a boy, I first started reading the Bible because I thought I should. It was uninteresting to me. But the more I read, the more interesting it became. Let's see. Put your whole being into the Lord's hands, soul, body, and spirit, and resolve or make up your mind to be his loving, consecrated agency or represent him. When others see or hear us, they will say, "He sounds just like Jesus." You will be moved by his will, controlled by his mind, infused or filled by his spirit. Then you will see heavenly things clearly. If we would permit our minds to dwell or think more upon Christ and the heavenly world, we would find a powerful stimulus, that is something that makes us want to do things, and support or help in fighting the battles of the Lord. Pride and love of the world will lose their power as we contemplate or think on the glories of that better land so soon to be our home. Beside the loneliness of Christ, beside the loveliness of Christ, all earthly attractions will seem of little worth. The things of this world that now are interesting to you will become uninteresting. There's a song that goes along with that, but I won't try to sing it right now. Sons and Daughters of God, page 105. And our verse again. And be not conformed to this world. Don't be like it. But be transformed, but be ye transformed or changed by the renewing of your mind. Stop thinking bad thoughts and start thinking good thoughts, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. We have come to the ending of our Sabbath children's school lesson. Next week, we will begin a new chapter of our study entitled The Crisis in Galilee of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones or mommies or daddies would like to have closing prayer, bubble up. Sabbath blessings, Sister Joan.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads and come humbly before our Godhead. O righteous and heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for giving us traveling mercies. Thank you for being with us, dear Father. Please, Lord, forgive us for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings. Thank you for the lessons that we just received, dear Father God. Let it be a true reminder in our hearts, dear Father God, not to trust our own self or to lean on our own understanding, but to cast all dependence upon you, dear Father God, I pray, and to always keep our eyes on you amidst the storm, dear Father God. All things are possible through you, and we know that we don't have to bear our burdens alone, and that you are our burden bearer. So help us, dear Father God, to hold on to the confidence of the beginning of our faith, and when we get through those trials, and to remember that trials are to bring us closer to God, dear Father God, for us to be tried and be proven according to your words. Thank you for each and every one of us that are here today. I pray that you open each and every one of our ears and our heart to continue to receive your words of truth and inspiration, and for us to search ourselves, dear Father God, and to search ourselves not according to our own understanding, but according to your word, so that we can come to you and give all to you that is not of you, dear Father. Please bless each and every one of us that are here, for those that are listening over the phone, for those that will be listening to the recording at a later time, for those that are on the radio, and for those brethren that are not with us here physically, wherever they are, dear Father, I pray that you touch each and every one of us from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet and make us whole according to your.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, next Sabbath, by God's grace, will be August 6, 2016. We will begin a new chapter, chapter 41, entitled The Crisis in Galilee. We would like to thank each and every one of the family that participated in the reading. We hope and pray that all of you were blessed. We also prepare activity for the whole family to enjoy and continue this very much important lesson that teaches us that trials and tribulation. I will leave this quote with the rest of the family and for those that are on the radio. Through conflicts, the spiritual life is strengthened. Trials well bore will develop steadfastness of character and precious spiritual graces. The perfect fruit of faith, meekness, and love often much your best amidst storms, clouds, and darkness. That quote was taken from Christ's Object Lesson, page 61, paragraph 1. God bless each and every one of you. May you all have a blessed rest of the day.